Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to another live stream. Hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day already. And hope you guys are ready to rock and roll as we get started here. And, you know, we're about to talk about, well, you know, why does everyone is still afraid of Mexico? Why does everyone still think Mexico's so scary?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, there you go. Let me mute myself real quick here. But shout out to everyone out there. As you guys already know, we're just going to hang tight for a few minutes until we kind of get everybody in here. Again, if you have any questions, comments, what have you, please, you know, feel free to, you know, leave them in the chat and I'll try to get to them as we go along here. If for whatever reason I miss, you know, a question or something, or a comment you want me to talk about, please feel free to ask it again. You know, before we end the live stream, I will try to get to all of them. Okay. Now, as you guys also already know, if you don't know, here we are. I'm going to tell you about how this works. Every week we have a subject that we talk about, we pick, and we focus on that. So please, you know, most of the questions, you know, have them be related to, again, safety, you know, why you're afraid, why people think they're afraid, whatever, about the subject in hand. Of course, I will answer just about any questions, but let's just keep it to that. Because, you know, I do all kinds of live streams on the channel. As you guys know, basically every Thursday I like to go live here and we like to talk about, again, whether it's a particular subject or we just do a free-for-all where I just answer all of your questions, okay? So if you have a question that you want me to go more in-depth into, again, wait for those days so that way, well, again, you can ask the question, all the questions you want, and I'll go super in-depth. And again, for those of you guys that don't know yet, if you want a one-on-one consultation with me, you know, meaning that, you know, there's things that you want to ask me or talk about that, well, I can't really talk about here on YouTube, or that you yourself don't, you know, want, you know, to kind of air out your dirty laundry or whatever it is, you know, just there's a lot of things a lot of people want to talk about that they just kind of want to keep private. Well, again, you already know, you can just reach out to me, go to my website, what have you, and we'll go from there. So shout out to everybody. Hopefully the stream is coming good. We got good sound. Please let me know how things are going. So, you know, all right, I think we're good. Okay, because sometimes, you know, sometimes over here I don't get the full thing. You know what I mean? Like, okay, there we go. Okay, now it's saying the streaming better. So shout out to everybody. So, you know, today's subject is something that I've talked about multiple times here on the channel in various ways, you know, various, angles, I guess. And here we are again, we're going to talk about it because, well, it's one of the main, you know, questions, one of the main topics that a lot of you guys, you know, want me to cover, talk about, what have you. And that's what we're going to try and do here today. Is, you know, again, go deeper into all that. I know that somebody earlier, you know, before we went live, you know, left a bunch of questions, you know, a bunch of comments, but I don't know. I don't control YouTube. And sometimes, you know, if you ask a question way too early before the live stream goes live, it just gets erased. So I'm sorry. Again, I don't even know who it was out there. So shout out to you. Please, again, you know, open floor, open forum here, you know, so that we can all discuss this. Right off the bat, I see Teresa. By the way, shout out to everyone out there in the chat. Teresa Baeza, Joe Peach, Tanya Brooks, Baron Von Crunch, and Bridge to Mexico. Shout out to everyone out there. So Teresa in Spanish says, militares en la playa tienen mucho calor, okay? So basically she's saying, oh my God, there's military on the beach. Aren't they hot? Short answer, yes, probably very hot. But again, you know, I'm from Miami and, you know, in Miami we have police officers, you know, that dress in all black and it's 7 billion degrees out there as well. And yeah, they're hot. They're hot. Okay, they're very hot. That's why they stay in their cars in the AC for the most part. So yeah, we're going to be talking about, you know, why there's militaries on there. In fact, let's just start off with that. Why are there military on the beach? Just like you saw in the thumbnail. Well, believe it or not, the reason that you're probably going to be seeing military on the beach is, again, for, you know, the perception of safety in the sense of like, hey, you know, there's a lot of tourists on the beach, not just Americans, you know, tourists from all over the world, Mexican tourists, I can go on and on. And so you know, they just put that presence, you know, military presence, police presence, you know, again, that show of force on the beach to deter, you know, anybody, you know, anything, you know, that might want to do something out there on the beach. But the reality is that nothing ever happens on the beach. It's a beach, all right? It's really more for that perception, you know, for when the tourists are out there on the beach, especially the foreign tourists, you know, they get to see that show of force. And they're like, oh my God, okay, we're safe from the cartel. We're safe from the bad hombres. Because look at that. You know, we got the military right here, literally on the beach. And the reality is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, from my experience, you know, of, you know, and again, I know, you know, my people, I'm a foreigner, I'm an American. It actually does the opposite, believe it or not. So the Mexicans do that in order to, again, you know, make you feel safe. You know, in the sense of like, hey, look, the military is out here. The police are out here. Don't, you got nothing to worry about. But the reality is that it kind of, I feel like it does the opposite, where a lot of tourists, they see that and they're scared because they're probably thinking, oh my God, how dangerous is it really? I guess the rumors about the dangers in Mexico are 100% true. That's why they got to have military in full gear on the beach, or police full gear on the beach, you know, to protect us. All right. So again, you know, it's sometimes when something is done, you know, in order to do one thing, unfortunately, you know, people perceive it the complete opposite, you know, way. And I think that's really what happens, because when a lot of people see those people out there in uniform, for the most part, it's more like, oh, wow. You know, like, so it's more like a shock to the system, because that's not something that you're used to coming from the U.S. or Canada or Europe or what have you. So I hope that answers your question. So yes, not only are they hot, but that's really kind of like the reason why they're out there. Bridge to Mexico says, thanks for the videos. Moving to Mexico soon and appreciate the advice. Oh, that's great. Awesome. Glad it was helpful. Hold on. I got the sound effects here. I have heard traveling on the main toll road is fine. Correct. Yeah. You got nothing to worry about. But driving at night is not advised. Any other quick tips? Okay, so the reason that they say driving at night is not advised is, okay, it all depends on the part of Mexico you're in, okay? There's many reasons for that. So if you are, again, look, let's just be 100% truthful about Mexico. Mexico's a giant country, just like the USA. So just like the USA, there are certain areas that are safer, okay? Safe, I was going to say safer, but safer than others, okay? In some areas, you know, there's more cartel action. You know, there's more bad hombres out there, which sometimes they are the police themselves that are the bad hombres. Corruption, police corruption out here is completely different than the USA. We're going to talk about that. But the reality is that, you know, what they're saying really, okay, it's not the danger per se, okay? So, like, let's say you're going through cartel country. If you're going through those roads during the day, most likely not much is going to happen, okay? And on top of that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's just more safety because, you know, you can just avoid any kind of danger during the light, you know what I mean? During, you know, sunlight, you know, while there's more... you know, your vision is not as impaired as when you're driving at night. So therefore, you know, again, if you're going through certain areas, you know, it's just advisable to, you know, drive during the day just to avoid a corrupt police officer trying to, you know, pull you over, you know, to do XYZ. You know, again, there could be cartel, or there could be, and again, it's never usually cartel. It's usually just, you know, people posing as, you know, cartel or police officers, you know, just bad hombres. Remember, it's kind of anarchy out here. They might want to pull you over, you know, again, to extort you out of money, you know. And again, we'll discuss the difference between the police here and the police in the USA in a second. But the reality is that's not really the danger. Believe it or not, you know, why they tell you to drive during the day and not drive at night, it's simply because, well, you know, the when you're driving out here at night, you quickly realize, oh, wait a minute, there's not much lighting on the highways. Oh, wait a minute, there's cows, there's animals, there's all kinds of livestock on the road. So during the day, you can see them a mile away and you can, you know, adjust accordingly. But if you're driving at night, yeah, you might hit a cow. You might hit a bunch of sheep. You might hit a guy on a bicycle. You know what I mean? So you might hit a pothole. You might hit a tope. A tope is basically a speed bump. So in Mexico, you're not going to really see speed traps. You know, in the USA, you know, you're used to having the police hiding in every bush imaginable with radar guns. You know, again, waiting to pull you over for going 1 mile over the speed limit and extort you through the state. Okay, so they don't have that out here. What they have are speed bumps, and sometimes speed bumps in the worst possible place. And you could be going really fast, not see the sign, and before you know it, you're launched into outer space. You know, it's just, you know, it's the reality of it. You know, so, you know, there's just so many dangers. Okay, that it's not like, you know, really the danger of crime. No, it's a danger of, again, of hitting livestock, of hitting, you know, again, a guy in a bicycle, or hitting a guy in a motorcycle, or, you know, what have you, that doesn't have the proper lighting, you know, and there's no lighting around that because you're in the middle of nowhere. Again, potholes. Topes, you know, which are the speed bumps, and I could go on and on and on. Okay, so or just again, you know, you might be hitting a curb, okay, and they don't have any signage for the curb, and before you know it, you know, you're driving really fast, and you know, by the time you hit the curb, it's too late, and you're launched, you know, off the mountain, or you're driving in the mountains. You know, you could literally be driving in the mountains, you know, with a really really stretchy road like that, and so it's just not advisable to drive at night. On top of that, there's tons of truckers, and the truckers out here, you know, again, they're not the same kind of truckers as in the USA. We're in the USA, they can only drive 8 hours, you know, they can't be doing drugs, they can't be doing this, and Mexico's not like that at all. You know, Mexico, you know, a truck driver could be on his, you know, 78th hour straight, you know what I mean, of driving, and he's probably high on meth or high on some sort of, you know, amphetamine, is right? Amphetamine's the one that get you the you know, cocaine, whatever, uppers. And, you know, again, you know what I mean, they're driving crazy, especially at night when there's less traffic, okay, on the road. So, I mean, like I said, you know, it's all these other dangers, you know, that really most people don't consider or even think about until you're actually driving on the road. Okay, now let's just say that you're driving on the road and you do encounter, you know, someone that's trying to pull you over, and you know, you don't even know if they're police or not police. Listen, you don't got to pull over. You don't. You know what I mean? You can just kind of keep going, and then, you know, maybe get to the first town or the first area, you know, that's populated, or even a toll, and immediately you'll know whether they're real police or not. And that's it. You know, if they're not, listen, they're not going to follow you all the way to the toll road. They're not going to follow you to the police station, and so on and so forth. On top of that, it's not like in the USA where if you don't pull over, you know, they're going to, you know, ram you off the road and arrest you and make your life a living hell. No. Again, it's safety, safety, safety out here. So, again, if it is a real police officer, believe it or not, you know what I mean, if they want to pull you over bad enough, they'll wait for you until you finally pull over, and then they'll just give you a talking to, and then depends on the police officer whether they will give you a ticket or they're asking for a handout. Sorry, we're in Mexico, so like there's a guy, you hear that? I got the windows open at the moment because it's cold out here, so I'm enjoying the cold weather. So I don't have to have the AC on or the fans or anything. All right, sorry, 1 second. Okay. He's asking for scrap metals, by the way. That's what that guy's asking for. There's all kinds of people that are always driving by. Okay, so back to that. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, the police corruption out here is completely different. And so, rule of thumb, if you get pulled over, don't be, you know, automatically asking them, hey, how much do I owe you? Because you could also get in trouble, okay? Because, again, bribing a police officer, an authority figure, is illegal, okay? But, you know, again, most cops in Mexico, you know, they're corrupt cops, and then they're good cops. Just like everywhere on earth, okay? Especially in the USA, most cops are very corrupt, okay? But out here, okay, remember, in the USA, the corruption is more from the state. So again, they're doing everything humanly possible to get you in the system. Okay, and I'm not going to talk about that. That's not what this video is about. But you already know. You already know the corruption and the level of corruption in the USA when it comes to police. It is not that kind of corruption in Mexico. In Mexico, they don't have much rights, or they don't have much authority. Okay, that's what I meant to say. They don't have much authority when it comes to arresting you, or, you know, again, doing all the horrible things that they do in the USA. In fact, they know that. So what they try to do, okay, is, like I said, when they pull you over, okay, they're not interested in writing you a ticket. They're not really interested in, and again, you know, doing the work of the state. No, they're looking in getting some money. Because the reality is that a typical police officer in Mexico, they make like around $400 to $500 a month. And they make the most of their money from mordidas, aka, you know, when you pay them off. What you call I can't think of the word right now. Sorry, the noise is, you know, kind of like distracting me a little bit. What are they called? When you pay them off, okay? So the reality is that when you're getting pulled over, you need to kind of know a script, okay? The script is basically, hey, what did I do wrong? Then once you say, hey, you know, once they kind of tell you what you did wrong, you'd be like, okay, I'm sorry, officer, yada, yada, yada. Give me a ticket. And then they're going to say one of two things. Sure, boom, 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 write you a ticket. That means they're a good cop. Or most likely they're going to be like, hey, listen. We don't have to, you know, get our insurances involved. Sorry, wrong conversation. It's like, hey, we don't have to get, you know, the state involved here. I don't have to write you a ticket. Don't worry about it. I got it. Look, we can just forget about it here. You can pay the fine right here. Okay? It's going to be X amount of money. All right? And again, depending on where you are in Mexico, let's say you're all the way in the north by the border, they're going to probably ask you for $1,000, you know? Dollars, okay? Or if you're all the way down here in the south, they might just ask you for 500 pesos, which is like 30 bucks. But you don't really you don't have to pay. It's up to you whether you want to pay or not, whether you want to go through the hassle of dealing with them or not. The more Spanish you know, the more you know your rights, the easier this is going to be for you to get them off your back, all right? But the reality is that the less Spanish you know, the more scared you are of them, you know, the more they're going to take advantage of that situation, okay? And again, You know, all you're asking for, you know what I mean? That's what you got to beg them in a sense. Like, give me a ticket. Just give me the ticket. What do I need to do? You want me to follow you to the police station so that we can take care of it in front of the judge? Yeah, let's go. And again, all these are just regular small infractions, okay? So if for whatever reason you got to go to the police station and, you know, deal with it there, then that's fine. That's fine. You're dealing with it there, okay? It's okay. Okay? But don't be doing anything on the side of the road. All right, simple as that. So, and again, there's people that pose as police officers and they'll, you know, try to do this to you. So that's what I'm saying. Like in Mexico, okay, if you follow, okay, you know, just basically common sense, you don't pull over for just anybody, you are, you know, again, safety number one. Okay, then you'll be fine. You know what I mean? You'll be totally fine. Look, and why are you going to be fine? Because look, as much as you hear about how dangerous Mexico is, you never hear about kidnappings. You never hear about deaths of tourists or Americans or Canadians. Because if you do, if anything happens, listen, it's all over CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, whatever. But you never hear that, okay? Because they're never on the news. And every once in a while, there will be a scenario where something happens, you know, oh, two or three Americans were kidnapped or killed or whatever. Listen, it's all over the news. And again, I don't want to get too deep into those stories, but yeah, no. All right. If it was a more common thing as they say it is, listen, it would be all over the news constantly. Okay. They're always looking for reasons, you know, to kind of throw that out there. Okay. You hear that? That's the tortilla guy. I should just do a video on noise, all right? And then tell you guys what all the noises are so you guys know what they are. So the first guy was collecting scrap metal. The second, this guy right here is just, you know, selling tortillas, you know, and so on and so forth. But look, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? When it comes to like police corruption, when it comes to that kind of danger, are you kidding me? As an American citizen that has dealt with very corrupt police and has been through the system and, you know, all that crap. Listen, are you kidding me? I would rather deal with the police out here 100,000% of the time. Look, many times I've been out with my friends, out drunk, okay? And, you know, hey, we've gotten harassed by the police. And it's as simple as, hey, I'm standing up for my right. Hey, What are you doing? Hey, you can't ask me for ID. Hey, you can't, whatever. Like I said, if you know your rights in the USA, they translate exactly out here the same. So if a police officer is asking you for ID, you don't got to give them anything. Yeah, I know they might look big and scary and they got guns, but they can't do anything to you. You know, they can scare you. Okay, they can scare you into complying. But if you know what's going on, listen, they can't lay a hand on you. If they really beat you up or do anything, not only are they out of a job, okay, but you can sue them. And it just turns into a whole big ordeal. And I don't want to get into all that. But long story short, they're not they know. They know that they cannot do anything to you because they will have repercussions. That's a big difference as well out here when it comes to safety, when it comes to the police and all this other stuff. Because again, they can, you know, they can threaten you, they can scare you, they can do all of these things. But the minute that they really lay a hand on you or really get a little rough and there's no reason for them to do that, oh, now they're breaking the law. Because now they're citizens just like you. Just because they're an authority figure doesn't mean that they're untouchable like in the USA. No. They are citizens. Meaning that, again, look, this happened not too long ago. A few weeks ago, a few police officers, you know, they were chasing somebody in their car, okay? Whatever. No one, you know, knows why or who or whatever. That's not the point. The point is that when they were chasing them, they weren't, how do I say this? They weren't doing it safely. They got into a crash. They killed a couple of citizens, okay, in this horrible accident. And guess what happened to those police officers? They went straight to jail, just like if it would have been you or anybody else, okay? So, it's not. They don't have immunity. They don't have any of this stuff, okay? So if they act really bad and they get caught, oh, boy, you better believe that they're going to suffer the consequences. So that's why the most that they really do is that, you know, their corruption out here, the most is that they just try to steal some money from you. So again, depending on where you are in Mexico, if you're like in Mexico City or other, you know, areas where there's a really heavy police presence and they're extremely corrupt, listen, they might even rough you up a little bit and shake you down, you know, if you're drunk or you're in the wrong area, to just get that money out of you, steal whatever you got on you. Again, they're, you know, they're more dangerous, you know, than somebody, you know, just some hoodlum trying to steal things from you, okay? And the cartel is not interested in any of that. The cartel is actually, you know, again, they're running businesses out here, like Fortune 500 businesses. You know, they're doing another level of things. In fact, they don't like that the police are corrupt like that. You know what I mean? In fact, again, they do the complete opposite, okay? So they don't even, you know, they try to keep everything as safe as possible because it's good for business. Okay, so again, it's a completely different animal. You know, for the most part, you know, the cartel and stuff like that, they're businessmen. You know what I mean? They're interested. You know, if they're stealing from you, it's just, you know, again, they're charging you higher prices at Sears or whatever, or at the mall. You know, and I could go on and on. But the safety, when it pertains to them, or the danger as it pertains to them and you, again, unless you're dealing with them directly, unless you're doing, you know, bad hombre stuff as well, you know, drugs, whatever it is, you got nothing to worry about when it comes to the cartel. You got more to worry about the actual police. But if you know the script, you know the language, you know what to say, you know your rights more than anything else, then you'll be fine. In fact, I don't know what channel it is. I think it's that Q RuPaul guy out there. Shout out to him. I think he has a video. And he even has like a little piece of paper script thing that you can have that, and he told you exactly what to do and how to do it as a gringo. All right. I speak Spanish, very fluent Spanish. All right. And I'm an angry Cuban. So anytime that I've ever encountered police, you know what I mean? I've always, you know, I speak the Spanish. I know my rights, you know what I mean? And so on and so forth. And I never have a problem. In fact, you know, I got a ticket from one cop one time because, again, you know, I wasn't doing the right thing. And I went through the script and he's like, okay, I'm going to give you a ticket. I'm like, oh. You know, so I paid the ticket. It's not a big deal. You know, he gave me the ticket and I had to go to the police station and pay the ticket, same as back home. So whatever. All right. It's not that big a deal. You know, for the most part, you know, you can avoid a lot of that if you know what to do, what to say, how to, you know, speak the language, and I can go on and on. But for the most part, even if you don't speak much of the language, like I said, there are other YouTubers out there that really, really, really tell you exactly what you need to say, the script, and so on and so forth, and you can also avoid it. Listen, at the end of the day, they're looking for an easy target. You know, they're looking to just get a few bucks off of you. And if you make it extremely difficult for them, listen, you're on your way. You're on your way. All right. They're not trying to, you know, they can't do much except use their words. And you, again, you know what I mean? If you're not budging, you know, they can't, you know, rough you up or anything like that. Okay. So nothing to worry about when it comes for the roads. So when you're on the roads, yeah, it's always advisable to go on the toll roads. You know, especially if you're, you know, let's say you're driving all the way from, you know, the Texas border all the way down to like Merida or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, of course, take the toll roads for many reasons, okay? First of all, you get to avoid these, you know, a lot more, okay, than if you go through the back roads, number one. Number two, it's a lot safer because, again, there's less cows on the road and all the other things that we talked about, and I can go on and on, okay? It's just safer, but you know, when it comes to, hey, you know, you want to travel Mexico, you want to do all the touristy stuff, you want to go out into the environment and, you know, enjoy nature, you can do that. Again, you know, there are maps and there are people that you can talk to, okay? And they will let you know exactly, hey, don't go in this area, it's cartel country. So, don't, you know, meaning don't go into like the jungle or the forest over there because, you know, that's where they're probably cooking meth. Don't go there. You know what I mean? And if you do go there by mistake, a lot of times, you know, they might surround you. You know, you're in the middle of nowhere and they'll just be like, hey, what are you doing here? They'll realize you're a tourist or just a dumb gringo. And they'll be like, hey, turn around, get the F out of here. Go that way. And that's it. You know what I mean? They're not looking to kidnap you. They're not looking for any of that stuff. You know, again, you know what? You know, what they're doing out there is, you know, undercover, under wraps. You know, they're not looking to, you know, make that situation worse. Okay? You know, they're just like, hey, think you took a wrong turn. Here, let's escort you out of here. You know? So, there's nothing to worry about. Like I said, you know, the real danger are the cops. So, if you're going through a lot of, like, you know, small towns, you know, you're going through the back roads and stuff like that, well, you're going to have to encounter, most likely, you know, the small town cop, okay? The small town police officer that, again, they're poor, they're making, like, $400 a month, and they see you, okay, in a nice fancy truck, and they're just trying to get some money off of you. And that's why you got to know the script and you talk to them and be like, just give me a freaking ticket. And that's it. And either if they give you a ticket, great. Okay? Because if they're giving you a ticket and it's only with your U.S. license, I mean, there's no, you know what I mean? Remember, it's just a local ticket by a local cop. There's no system. So it's like, you know, whatever. You might as well just throw that in the trash and they know that. Okay, and so that's the thing. And I mean, once you're out here, you're living out here, you might be, you know, you have your Mexican driver's license, all this other stuff. Okay, yeah, that's a different story. Then, you know, they'll harass you a little bit more. But again, not as much as you think. All right. So the reality is that the police out here, they're the most dangerous part of the whole thing. Not the cartel. All right. Not the bad guys. And again, there's a easy way to avoid them. It's not like the USA where, again, they can arrest you and literally put you in the system and make your life a living hell over a broken taillight, you know, over whatever, you know, and they can do a lot of illegal things to you and have all the immunity in the world. No, 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 no. You know, again, if the police in Mexico do illegal searches and you know your rights, listen, you can definitely, you know, sue them or this or that, whatever. And, you know, so, you know, you got rights out here and they don't have as much authority as people think they do. Because, again, as coming from the U.S. or Canada, they have so much insane amount of authority over there and power that they just don't have out here. So, you know, again, you know, people need to know that's really, you know, a big difference. And there's nothing really to be scared of. If you're one of those people that already kind of confronts the cops in the USA and, you know, you get in trouble or whatever, like me, then it'll translate very easily out here because, again, they don't want to deal with a crazy person, let alone a crazy gringo, okay? So, oh, shout out to Harry in New Mexico with a $20 super chat. Oh, man, thank you so much. Shout out to you. Appreciate it. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong. Wrong. Sorry about that.
Bruh.
Anyway, shout out to you. Thank you very much. Says, Jose, we love your channel as well as Mariana's channel, Mexican Relocation Guide. Keep up the great work. Shout out. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Mariana. out there. I don't know if she likes me very much, but hey, it is what it is. You know, there's, I'm already used to it. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like me, but hey, if she does like me, she's still, she's watching out there, you know, shout out to her and, you know, be nice to do a collab, but you know, I don't know. Sometimes I look at her channel, I'm like, I don't think she likes me very much, but I digress. You know, maybe I'm just, you know, projecting there, you know, thinking everybody don't like me. Hold on. Let's, well, let me get that. I need to get a soundboard out here because this is not working with the sounds. I need to have, there you go. See, people don't like me. Anyways. All right. Enough of that. All right. Francisco, let me make sure I didn't miss anything. You guys have a lot of comments and questions, so I'm going to see if I can answer you guys first. Okay, Francisco Maldano says, I will move to Mexico by the end of the month. I read from a lot of Mexicans really pessimistic perception of security, while expats tend to be more positive. What do you think of that? Well, I think I've already answered that. You know, when it comes to, you know, that. Because in the USA, you know, again, you know, if your neighbor is too loud, you can call the cops. You know, if, you know, you get bit by a dog, you know, you can call the cops. I can go on and on, okay? And so out here, it's not like that at all. You know what I mean? Out here, the cops don't do nothing. Literally. You call them, they don't even show up. And if they do show up, you're like, hey, we can't really do much. You know, it's like, depending on the situation, you know what I mean? It's whether they can do it or not. And so a lot of people are just very disappointed in the fact that, you know, the cops don't really do anything out here except like direct traffic and then, you know, ask for those mordidas, a.k.a., you know, ask for some cash, you know what I mean? You know, they pull you over and then they're trying to do you a favor by saying, hey, you know what I mean? We can just take care of this right here. So, you know, most people don't have a really good perception of cops. You know, most Mexicans don't because they don't even know how bad it is with the police in the USA. But look, I talk to Mexicans on both sides of the border. And trust me, you know, once they kind of see both sides, again, depending on the individual, you know, remember, there's a lot of people out there that value safety over freedom. We talk about this on the channel a lot. Freedom is not free. If you are a person that is a freedom-loving individual, you'll love Mexico, okay? But again, freedom is not free, okay? Comes with many things, you know, meaning the cops aren't going to be there for you. You got to figure it out. In fact, many people, you know, let's say that, you know, let's say you're in a little village or a pueblo or a neighborhood, you know, my neighborhood, whatever, and you know, there's a guy that's kind of like going from home to home, you know, and they're looking for opportunities to, you know, break in and steal your bicycle, steal some tools, steal whatever. And obviously the cops don't do anything. Well, guess what? You know what I mean? The neighborhood does something. All right. And it's happened multiple times, you know, where they lynch him. Now, I'm not saying lynching like in the sense of like in the USA, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like really, really, really bad. No. Just the fact that, hey, depending on the severity of the crime will depend on what they're going to do. If you're just doing some petty crimes, you're probably just going to be getting hit over the head with a stick. And, you know, a few neighbors are going to hold you down, tie you up, beat you up, call the cops. Once they deal justice, then they'll call the cops. Okay. That's kind of like how it's done, okay? Because they know the cops aren't really going to serve the justice, all right? So that's the thing. We're in the USA, it's not like that at all. In the USA, you get in a fight with your neighbor, and before you know it, the cops show up, and they're arresting everybody. They're arresting they arrest the dog, they arrest the horse, they arrest everybody, and then they figure it out, okay? But that's not what you want, you know what I mean? So again, it just depends on who you are, what you're looking for, what you value most. But again, if you value freedom, Mexico's your spot. If you value safety, then the USA is your spot, okay? Again, remember, safety, right? Loosely. I'm doing the little thingies in the air there. Okay. I heard Merida uses 911 for emergencies. Is that true? Yes, all of Mexico uses 911, okay? So wherever you are in Mexico, 911, okay? So 911. Oh, boom, triggered the algorithm. Jeez, I can't even say. All right, then Isabel. Isabel Pacao said, sorry. I'm sorry if I butcher some of your names. My English not so good sometimes, okay? Okay, Isabel says, I'm starting my move to Merida, planning to meet with the lawyer that you referred in your chat. I plan to be in Merida at the end of the month. Awesome. That's great. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Hold on. Let's, there we go. Jason says, in Tecate, Baja California, I almost ran a stop sign because it was nailed to a tree. Yeah, so again, you know, with everything I was just saying earlier, you know, again, it's the dangers of driving at night have really more to do with the fact that, again, it's not like in the USA where they got lights and they got, like, all these signage everywhere and everything's well lit and yada, yada. No, no, it's you're on your own. You're on your own, okay? So you got to be extremely careful. So it's just, you know, it's easier. It's safer to drive during the day. But that's really it, you know what I mean? Because again, even the banditos and the bad guys, they're partying, they're doing other crimes, you know, they're sleeping, you know, they're not doing that, you know, for the most part at night, okay? They do that during the day. And again, you know, it's a lot of it has common sense. Look, I got some friends of mine that travel a lot, you know, from Merida to the USA, and you know, obviously they drive, you know, through the country. And this one of the last times they went through, you know, they were heading to Eagle Pass. I think they were going from Monterrey to the Eagle Pass, Texas area, you know, whatever, that last stretch, okay? And as they were going through that last stretch and they were getting close to the U.S. border, you know, they were maybe like 30 minutes, an hour out, I don't know. But, they were pretty close, but still a little out. Well, guess what? You know, they encountered some of these banditos. You know, they were posing as, you know, police or the National Guard or whatever it is, which, by the way, they're not going to be doing this kind of stuff. So they knew they were banditos and they were just trying to pull them over, you know, to harass them and get some money off of them. But again, you know, all they can really do is just like, hey, pull over. Hey, boo, boo. Hey, pull over. You know, all this, whatever. But again, it's up to you. You know, whether you're going to pull over or not. If you pull over, it's game over. You know what I mean? I mean, you're not going to die or anything. But, you know, you're probably going to get robbed. Just like anywhere else, in a sense, okay? You know, you can get carjacked in New Jack City. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's common sense. All right? Like, if you're in certain hoods in the USA, you're not going to pull over. You know what I mean? Like, you know, to an unmarked car, per se, you know? So, anyways. So it's kind of like the same thing. So what did they do? They just kind of like avoided these people, you know, they tried to get in front of them and slow them down, all this stuff. But at the end of the day, as they got close to the, you know, U.S. border, they disappeared. Are you kidding me? You know, if they were really police or really officers or really whatever, I don't know. Yeah, of course they're going to get there and they'll stop you at the border and then whatever. But since they weren't, oh yeah, no, the closer they got to the U.S. border, yeah, no, listen, they're not dealing with the U.S. authorities or the Mexican authorities for that matter. So again, it's just, you know, again, don't be scared. Okay. I understand that a lot of Americans or Canadians are scared, you know, and then this is why we talk about these things, but you know, you need to kind of like overcome those fears. Okay. And confront these fears and you'll be fine. Okay. If you can walk down, you know, like a street in San Francisco through all of that, you know, horribleness, you know, other people doing drugs, everybody taking a dump on the street and you know, yada, yada, yada. Listen, you can get over this. Okay. You can deal with this. Like I said, if any American or Canadian or, you know, whatever gets shot or hurt or anything like that, it's all over the news. So that's not going to happen. So you got to call them on their bluff. You got to have that poker face. You got to, again, the less scared you are, the more success you'll have, okay? Let's keep going here. It's like Paul Harvey. Oh, sorry. Paul Henry says, no matter, shout out to Paul Harvey out there. No matter where you go in the world, always stay vigilant. That's right. That's right. And believe it or not, look, I watch a lot of YouTubers, you know, they're all over. I watch a YouTuber that's in Prague or it's like, you know, out there in that part of Europe and my God. You know, the crime or in France or in other parts of the world. It's like, holy guacamole. Jeez. You know, that's worse than in the USA even, you know. Like I said, I've been through Mexico. I know Mexico's not the safest, you know. Things happen out here. But in comparison to what's kind of happening all over the world and in other places, yeah, no way. It's way safer out here. Like I said, you have to literally be involved in crime or, you know, or shady stuff in order for bad things to happen to you, okay? If you're just a regular citizen, you'll be fine. As long as you're not living in, you know, again, in the most dangerous parts of Mexico. Again, like the same thing in the USA. Look, I know the USA gets a bad rap, but, you know, it's not everywhere. You know, there are tons of places where they're very safe. You got nothing to worry about. Maybe a corrupt cop in the village. I'm sorry, in the town, whatever it is. But, you know, again, if you're living in downtown Baltimore, downtown Philadelphia, Kensington, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying. You know, the Jersey Shore. You know, you're in downtown L.A. You're on Skid Row. You're in, I can go on and on. You know, there's a lot of places that are extremely dangerous and, you know, things are going to happen. But, you know, you can, you know, there's also the Beverly Hills of the world. You know, there's also a small town, you know, USA out there where nothing happens. So, you know, we got to like look at the whole big picture here. Okay. We got to look at the reality of how things are. And again, the majority of Mexico is pretty safe, relatively safe. Okay. It's not as dangerous as you might think. Again, you know, the dangers are, you know, like I said, you know, tripping over a pothole, you know, tripping over a paper hole in a cup. Right. Did I say it right? ST. All right. Anyways. All right, shout out to Monedita Plata. Shout out to you, brother Jose. Mr. Adiaga, saludos, saludos, saludos from Los Angeles. Shout out to you. Let me see. Ivy Four Rivers says, hi, Jose, do you have a video speaking of banking? I do. Yeah, bribery was the word I was looking for. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for earlier. Sorry, you know, my English not so good sometimes. So yes, the bribery, all right? You know, don't bite the bullet on the bribery, all right? But again, look, sometimes it's like, look, man, sometimes you're traveling from point A to point B and, you know, you don't want to be dealing with the cop. You don't want to be going on a whole spiel, wasting 45 minutes with that guy and all he's asking you for is 500 pesos. Look, it's just look at it like a toll, okay? Sometimes you just got to pay the toll. It is what it is. Oh, by the way, that's also a very important thing. So let's say that you are traveling through certain areas, you know, like the boonies. Let's say you're traveling through the mountains of Oaxaca or, you know, certain other areas of Mexico. Well, you know, you're going to, and you, by the way, not the toll roads, okay? Just, you know, the little back roads, you know, the mountain roads, the whatever roads, you know, anyways, you're going through those areas and you're going to encounter a bunch of citizens, okay, that will block off the road, okay? And they are dangerous, okay, in some cases, all right? And they're going to be blocking off the road with logs, you know, with whatever it is, okay? And they're not letting anybody pass through unless they pay the toll. And again, that money for the toll goes to, you know, them, goes to the village, the pueblo, whatever, okay? If you are Mexican, if you're from the area, if you travel through there a lot, listen, There's ways to get around that without having to pay that toll. But unfortunately, people like you and me, anyone watching this right now, if you encounter something like that, you don't want to mess with angry, with angry civilians, angry village people that are just basically asking you for a few hundred pesos. Okay, they're not asking for much. It's a toll, and it is what it is. You know, if you want to avoid it, well, don't go down those roads, okay? If you're in certain areas, like I said, Oaxaca or other parts of Mexico where those things are more common, listen, you know, you'll be, you know, advised before you even go down those roads or you go on your, you know, road trip or whatever it is that these things could happen, okay? There's even Facebook groups just talking about, you know, blockades and, you know, tolls and, you know, all these things. And that's the thing. That's a different scenario, you know, because again, it's just a bunch of angry civilians and, you know, they just, you know, they need a toll because again, the government doesn't take care of them. There's no police that's taking care of them. There's no authority. They might have kicked out the police. They might have kicked out the government. And so that's like their way of kind of like, you know, funding, you know, the things that need to be funded in the village or whatever it is. So, you know, that's another scenario, okay? So if you encounter something like that, then yeah, you know, most likely you will have to pay the toll, but it's not something insane. They're not going to be asking you for $1,000 or anything like that, all right? Trust me. And if they do ask you for $1,000, listen, you can just turn around and go back. They're not going to be chasing you down. It's more like, hey, this is what you got to pay to keep going through this road, which means you're going to be going through their village. So, you know, again, it's not super common, you know, all over the place, but it is common in certain areas of Mexico. So just keep that in mind because there are certain areas of Mexico, again, like Oaxaca, like Chiapas, and then so on and so forth, where, you know, government is not necessarily an authority figure. They're not, in fact, in many places, they kicked them out. And so, you know, now you're dealing straight with the citizens, the civilians. And again, if you get in a fight with them or you start confronting these people in the middle of nowhere, then yeah, you could probably disappear, you know. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So be careful out there. But it's very uncommon and they're not dangerous unless you get dangerous, okay? So that's just the reality of it. Again, it's just, a, you know, you'll see there's a bunch of guys, you know, maybe some kids, you know, maybe you see the mom, you know, what? So it's like, you know, come on, you know, it's different. So, and again, you got to pick and choose your battles out here. Things are very different. That's, again, that's why a lot of people that come from safety, you know, the USA, Canada, you know, they hear these things or they know or they just think, or, I'm sorry, they hear these things or they even know that these things could be a possibility. And that's enough to keep them in their bubble, in their cage. Okay. So, you know, again, you got to take everything. Mexico's a completely different country. And it's just, you know, again, it's just more anarchistic in that sense. You know, it's just anarchy. Look up anarchy so you know what it means, okay? It just means it's a free-for-all, you know? Meaning anarchy is simply there's no one ruling over anyone else, okay? So no rule of law, you know? So again, some people like that. Some people don't. I'm reading some comments here. Hey, Dr. AJ says, in some places, they will take your license or documents and, yes, drag you down to the local office. Well, again, Dr. AJ, I'm glad that you brought that up. This is why you don't give them your license. Yeah, I know. You're probably not going to hear that anywhere. You don't give them. So, look, I'll give you an example. Hold on. Well, there we go. Okay. So, let's pretend this is your license, okay? So, what you do is that when they ask you for license, documentation, whatever, you kind of raise your window up. And then you put it on the window. There it is. Oh, hey, we need it. No, you don't. No, you don't. You whatever information you need from the license, you can look at it from the window. Okay? Like there. It's on the window. Here, I'll hold it. Let me know when you're done. That's it. Don't give them anything. Okay? Don't give them paperwork. Because, yeah, you assume that they could take it from you. And by the way, if they take it from you, let them keep it. Who cares? Get another one. But the point is that, yeah, no. You just kind of like put it on the window and like, here, whatever you need, you can get from there. So, word of advice, okay? Don't give them anything, all right? You don't have to give them anything. Legally, they don't even have the right to stop you, okay? So, all right? So, again, if you know your rights, if you really know your rights, again, which are the same rights in the USA, which, again, you know, I know we think we have rights in the USA and freedom, but we don't. Because once you encounter a police officer, you already know. Try to read the script. Try to stand up for yourself, for your rights. You know, try to demand, you know, your for them to, you know, respect your rights. Let's see how well that goes in the USA. All right? It doesn't go very well. But in Mexico, if you know your rights, well, they're kind of effed. You know, they can't really do much. So like I said, you don't even have to give them your license. You don't even have to have a license. That's another story. I'm not advising you to take it that far. But like I said, they're asking you for your license. No problem. Here, it's on the window. Go ahead. Oh, you want me to turn it over? There you go. Anything else? Where's my ticket? So, FYI. Let me see. Let me see. Comments. Here, let me put a little music while we listen. I hate the silence. Hate that radio silence, you know? Doo-doo-doo-doo. Dr. AJ, in small towns, they will take your license plate from the car. Yeah, again, you know what I mean? That's a thing, though. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, you got to know your rights because, again, they can't take your license plate from your car, you know? Again, they can attempt to do that. You know, but again, it's a whole different thing. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know what I mean? Especially if it's a small town cop in a village, you know, you got to play every situation differently. If you feel that you're in danger, okay, well then, you know, sometimes you might have to whatever. But if you can kind of call the bluff or you know you're not in danger, you know your rights, you know, again, they're trying to do that in, you know, well, there's a lot of people around and I can go on and on, you know, it's different. But if you're in the middle of nowhere and there's nobody around and you know, there's many levels to this. So you got to, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to all this advice, okay? But the reality is that, you know, again, you follow them to the station, you know? Don't be letting them take anything from you or grab anything from you. Oh, it's illegal, believe it or not. They're stealing from you. They can't take your tag for a stupid infraction, okay? Like, no, that's stealing. They're stealing your tag. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they can't. I know that they do that. They do that to Mexicans as well. But no. You know what I mean? Again, if you know your rights, you know, it's a lot easier for you to, you know, get around that. Okay. Because, for example, again, you speak Spanish. You could just simply say, hey, you can't take my tag. What are you doing? That's stealing. Da-da-da-da-da. What do you want me to do? You want me to follow you to the police station so you can give me the infraction because you don't want to give it to me here? Let's go. Let's go to the police station. Let's talk to your boss. Let's talk to the judge. Whatever it is that they're telling you to do. And trust me. Trust me, okay? You know, they might take you down there or they might just let you go. All right? But again, you know, the more, what is it? The more rope you give them, you know, the more, again, the more you give them, you know, just like in the USA, don't talk. You know, if you know you got a corrupt cop in the USA, just shut up. Am I being detained? I refuse to answer your questions, and that's it. Remember, you're just incriminating yourself. You're just making it more difficult or worse for you. So, again. All right. Hello, Pedro. How's it going? Long time no see, brother. Hope all is well. Mark Bartlett says, what do I do if I get caught by police with 5 grams or more of the, you know, the cannabinoids? Well, again, it's legal. Okay, let's not forget that. Okay, so it has been decriminalized. Okay, so you cannot buy or sell it, but you can have it. You can use it. I can go on and on. So the thing is that, again, you know what I mean? Like, if you get stopped by the police and they're searching you, again, they're already committing a crime. They find it on you. It's illegal search and seizure. So, you know what I mean? In order for them to really find whatever, you know, they got to commit a crime first and foremost. Now, if they see you with it out in the open, even then, again, if you know your rights, well, you know. But the most that they can really do is take it from you, and that's it. They can scare you, intimidate you. Hey, we're going to take you to jail. We're going to this. We're going to that. You got to pay a fine. You got to this. You got to. But no, the reality is, again, it's legal. It's legal. So if you know your rights and you know how to stand up for your rights and you know what to say, then you got nothing really to worry about. Yes, I've heard many friends of mine, okay, that have had it, and the police have searched them, you know, at a checkpoint or whatever it is, and they just take it from them. You know, sometimes they ask for a bribe. And they still take it from them. So they can smoke themselves. But it's not, you cannot get arrested for it or get in trouble for it because, well, there's no laws anymore that can be enforced when it pertains to that. Okay? So, and again, if you're traveling with it, for example, you're not buying or selling it. So what am I doing that's illegal here? And again, it's more than 5 grams from what I understand. But, I mean, I'm just going to keep to the 5 grams for now. By the way, when it on 420, meaning April 20th or around that time, I will be doing an update as to where everything's at. But long story short, it's basically the same as it was, you know, the last time I did an update, you know, so you can go check that out. All right, let me see. Shout out to everyone out there. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dark Wolf. You know, I appreciate that. I thank you for the kind words. You know, you like me. You guys like me. You guys really, really like me. Thank you. All right. AR says, sorry, I missed the first half of the stream. Well, don't worry about it. You can just, you know, rewind and watch it then, or you can watch it later. I'm at a point now where I think Canada is worse off than Mexico. Yeah, it's been like that for a while, but you know, just bidding time to escape. All right, you got this. You know, shout out to you and everybody else. All right, Lizzie says, I can't wait to move to Monterrey. Oh, all right, congratulations. Shout out to you. Never take back roads, always the toll roads, the legit ones. Again, so out there in that area where you're at, you know, it's heavy cartel country, it's heavy corruption country. There's a lot of things going on. I don't know if you guys are aware, you know, the whole immigration situation, you know. So, you know, up there, yeah, it's not advisable to, you know, necessarily take the back roads. Now, where I live in the Yucatan, out here in the jungle, nothing happens. So yeah, you can take all the back roads, you can go to all the villages, you can do all the kinds of stuff and nothing's going to happen. You know, you'll be fine. Just like other parts of Mexico as well. And again, it just varies, as I was saying earlier, depending on the part of Mexico, depending on what you're going to encounter out there. If you're out here in the Yucatan, you're probably going to encounter, you know, animals, you know, on the road, or potholes on the road, as opposed to Oaxaca, where you're going to find citizens, you know, asking for money. When you're in the northern part, you know, you're going to find, again, you know, all kinds of shady individuals, you know, again, trying to extort you. And like I said, it all depends on where you are and what the situation is. All right. Let me see. Shout out to all of you guys with all the kind words. RJ1 says the decriminalization of drug possession Mexico did in 2009 is not a crime to have, but the judge can send you to mandatory government rehab, and those are basically worse than... Well, again, all that has changed because in 2009 they decriminalized it, but again, back in, I think, 2015 or something like that, they really just decriminalized it, meaning that they can't do anything to you. There's no... They can't send you to nowhere or nothing and whatever. So things have changed, and they keep changing because, like, that's what I was doing in the last year when I was talking about this, and we were talking about that. As to it pertains where as each year passes and the government isn't doing anything about this, you know, meaning, you know, no new laws or regulations or anything like that. Well, all the old laws and all the old regulations are falling off the books, meaning that it's just a free for all and you can just do whatever. So it's imperative upon the government to get their crap together so they can start collecting taxes, because the reality is that they can't really even, you know, you can't get in trouble. You know what I mean? Again, yes, if you have a lot on you, okay? If you have a certain amount, you know, like a lot on you, you know, many, many ounces, then yeah, you're most likely you'll be able to, you know, you'll be getting in trouble. Things could be a little different. But, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? For the most part, it's not what you think, all right? It's not, you know, you go in front of a judge, you know, the reality is that, you know, if you know your rights, you know, the judge can't do anything. You know what I mean? The judge is not going to be able to, you know, go above and... The judge cannot go over the Supreme Court of Mexico. And the Supreme Court of Mexico said decriminalize, a.k.a. meaning that's it. You know, there's nothing. You know, nothing that they can really do about you and what you put in your body. So, just FYI. You know, again, this is like saying that, you know, they catch you drunk on the street. Not drunk driving, but they catch you drunk on the street, and, you know, again, the judge puts you in AAA, right, or AA, or whatever it is, Alcoholics Anonymous. No, that's not going to happen. They can't do that, okay? So, you know, don't, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, again, at one point, it might have been true, but not today. Again, 2009 from today, that's 15 years already, all right? A lot of things have changed since then. But, yes, thank you so much for adding that. She loves... Cam, I've heard stories about folks getting arrested at a car crash or accident. Yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that. That's a good one. Anyways, okay, let's read it again. I've heard stories about folks getting arrested at a car crash or accident if police can't figure out who did it. What happens to an expat's child that's in the car if the dad gets arrested? Oh, well, the reality is that, you know, again, it's not like the USA, you know, where, you know, they just... you know, rip, you know, parents and kids apart, or, you know, hey, the law says this is what we're going... No, listen, you know, before you're the person even gets arrested, you know, or, by the way, okay, first of all, let's unpack all of that, all right? So if you get in an accident, okay, a car accident, okay, a car crash, whatever, all right, the only way that you're going to get arrested, okay, is if you don't have insurance, or you don't have the means to pay for damages, assuming it's your fault. So that's number one. So again, if you get in an accident, you have insurance, that's where it ends. If you don't have insurance, well, the insurance adjuster for the other car will show up, okay? And then they're going to determine the damages right then and there, and you need to figure out a way to pay it right then and there, okay? And if you don't, okay, that's when you get arrested, okay? So that has to happen first, okay? So let's say that you are going to get arrested, okay? You're not arrested yet. Let's say you're going to get arrested. And during all that time, okay, in between the adjuster showing up, you know, all these things that are happening, you know, again, everything's determined that, you know, hey, you got to pay money right now, or you got to pay money within a short amount of time, whatever. And you have no way to pay for it, and then you would be getting arrested. Okay, but during all that time, you would have plenty of time to call for friends, for family, for anybody out there to just, hey, take the kid. That's it. Okay, and this is assuming that you got nothing, you know what I mean? And you got to get arrested. But at the same time, you know, you can also call that family member and be like, hey, I need a couple grand, or I need a couple whatever. Get that money, or you guys figure out. They facilitate that, okay? The cops will even take you to the bank, you know, to get the money out, whatever it is. But, you know, they are there to make sure you don't disappear and you don't, you know, take care of that situation. Okay. So again, for them to, you know, do something like take away your child, you know, again, you got to be a single parent. You got to have no insurance, no money to pay for the damages. And I can, you know, it's a bunch of other things. Okay. But even then, you know, the reality is like, again, you got a kid and there's no, and you know, all that stuff happens, you know, it's kind of like a weird situation where they can't really just arrest you and, you know, leave the kid up in the air, and there's no like child services per se. So it gets a little dicey, a little different. Okay. A little, you know, whatever, but it doesn't mean that you can get away from the crime or, you know, or get away from paying the piper. Okay. But like I said, you know, in order for you to even get arrested, okay, that you got to be, you know, in a really bad situation where, again, not only do you not have insurance, but you don't even have the cash, okay, to pay for damages, all right, and so on and so forth, all right? So that's, you know, that situation, all right? Again, I'm not a lawyer, okay, or I'm not a, you know, I'm not a law, a Mexican law scholar, so please, you know, take everything I say with a grain of salt. If, you know, you're really worried about that, inquire with a criminal attorney, all right? But at the end of the day, you got to realize that if you have an accident, okay, and it's determined that it's your fault and you got no way for to pay for damages, and by the way, any accident, it doesn't just have to be a car accident, and you have no way to pay the damages and it's determined it's your fault, then yeah, you're going to get in trouble. You know, that's a crime. That's a crime. You can't just go around, you know, breaking things, you know, without any retribution type of thing. So, and again, the police have limited power out here, but that is a little bit of the power that they do have, where they, you know, they have to detain you. You committed a crime. I mean, it's pretty evident that you did, and you're unwilling to take responsibility for it, let alone pay for it. So yeah, no, then, you know, somebody's got to pay for it. Look, same thing happens. Like, again, you go to the hospital, you don't have insurance, you don't have money, you don't got nothing, and it's like an emergency, and you got to go to emergency surgery. Yeah, listen, they'll literally tell you, hey, look, we can't do this surgery until you pay for the surgery. Or that, you know, we have some sort of proof or some sort of whatever that you can pay for this. And again, it's just, again, it's a la carte. It's pay as you go. All right. And, you know, again, that's why some people out there, yeah, it's advisable for you to have insurance. But again, a couple of years ago, Christian had an accident. She broke her heel. All right. And we had to pay all that out of pocket, you know, and it put us in a bad situation economically, but we survived. It's not a big deal. But again, if I didn't have the money, you know, it would have been a different situation. She can't just go to a hospital. I mean, they have free healthcare hospitals out here, but, you know, you got to really, really, really be in a really bad situation to go there. All right. So, all right. And by the way, the reason that it put us in a bad economic situation is because, as you guys already know, I don't make much money out here, all right? Again, I'm able to survive, you know, because you don't need much money to live out here. But, you know, because of that emergency, yeah, it put me in a bad situation because it was a few thousand dollars, you know, like $3,000 or something like that, you know, when it was all said and done or more. And it was, you know, it was rough. But for some people out there, you know, $3,000 ain't nothing. You know what I mean? So just keep that in mind. Oh, shout out to Raymond G with a $10 super chat. Oh, man. Shout out to you. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Shout out to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Dark Wolf says, okay, I think she's answering. If you're driving, okay. Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me see what it says here. Oh, there you go. Thank you. It's Dark Wolf for providing Lizzie Glover with some helpful tips on what to do when driving from that area. And again, it's not mandatory to do that. What Dark Wolf said, you know, about going through the police going with the police caravan for safety. But it's there. So again, if you're scared, or, you know, again, you're traveling with a lot of high value items, you know, it might be worth your $10, all right? So, shout out to you. Thank you very much, everybody. Shout out to everyone out there. Okay, so before we move on, okay, since I got all of you guys out here with your attention here, I want to just talk to you guys about one quick little thing here. Look at that. Jose Unleashed. Okay, look at this. What is Jose Unleashed? Well, for those of you guys that love these live streams, that love hanging out with me and love, you know, all these things that we do here, you know, during the live streams, well, guess what? I am starting my own show, just a show, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of things on that show. Nothing Mexico related, all right? FYI. But again, you know, there's a lot of things on my mind. There's a lot of things I like to talk about, and I want to talk about it, and I want to, you know, again, we want to have some more fun. I want to keep this going. So for anyone out there, you know what I mean, that's interested, okay, in that show, the premiere is going to be tonight, today, in a few hours, okay? So again, just go to Jose Unleashed. I'm going to provide the direct link in the chat right now, and it's also in the description of this video and so on and so forth. Go check it out. So that, and then again, hit the bell icon and all that good stuff, you know, so that you know when I go live. But I'm going to be going live over there later today, and I hope you guys join me for some fun. All right, so you know, go subscribe, go do all that stuff. But it's gonna be fun. All right, I hope you guys are ready for that. And it's gonna be nothing like what we do here. It's gonna be simple, you know. It's obviously me talking. All right, but the topics. All right, nothing to do with Mexico. It's gonna be more other stuff. You know, go over there and you know, join me for the first episode so you guys can see. And it's just gonna be, you know, kind of like you know, we're gonna It's gonna be you know, it's a preseason in a sense. It's going to be, you know, we're just starting out over there. So it's, you know, what you're going to see today is not how it's going to be, you know, for the rest, you know, of all the episodes. It's just, you know, we're, you know, again, building as we go. All right. But again, if you like this kind of content that you're seeing right now, I know you're going to love it over there as well. Okay. If you like hanging out with me, you like me, you know, like some of you guys are saying, you know, you enjoy me, you enjoy hanging out with me and having fun, then please, you know, go join me over there. And what time does the show start over there? Good question. It's at 5 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Show starts at 5 p.m. Eastern. But again, I don't know where your time, you know, zone is and all that stuff. So all you got to do is just go over there. You can literally click on the thing, and it's going to tell you exactly when it's going to start, okay? So it'll be 4 p.m. my time. It might be 2 p.m. your time. I don't know. I don't know where you are on planet Earth, all right? So go check it out, all right? Enough shameless plugs, all right? Let's get back to over here. Okay, let me see. I think we did kind of... Yeah, we did cover it. Yeah, I got my notes here. You know, sometimes I just go off and it seems like... Oh, I know. There's something I do want to ask you guys. Okay, since I got you guys here again, I was thinking, okay? Let me know what you guys think, okay? Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the chat. Let me know, please, okay? Because I'm really considering wanting to do this. Okay, so as you guys know, on this channel, you know, we're doing the regular live streams, you know, like today, you know, we're talking about a subject and we're just doing a whole video on that subject. We also do the question and answer sessions, all right, where I'm just answering all your questions. You know, we also do celebrations, you know, we're about to hit 20,000 subscribers, so, you know, expect that soon. But I was thinking, you know, hey, Jose, you know, I was thinking to myself, what if we were to do a call-in show? You know, like the old, you know, call-in shows, you know, like the radio shows, whatever it is, where you guys would call me, all right, and you would talk live on the air. You know, again, I won't be interrupting, all right? I'm going to try my very hardest not to interrupt. I'm getting better at listening and not talking over people. But I'll mute myself on the mic, and I'll let you guys go at it, and you guys can share. Like, again, like right now, you guys are in the chat. And you guys are sharing stories. You guys are sharing, you know, whatever. Okay? So same thing. You know, it could be like a little mini therapy session. You guys can share your stories. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. Again, would you guys be interested in that? You know, meaning I'll provide like a phone number. You guys will call. And I'll put you guys on the air. And you go at it. Go ham. Okay, now again, you know what I mean? Like depending, again, I want to hear your stories. I want you guys to, you know, again, talk. Let me know what's on your mind, you know, so on and so forth, okay? You know, don't be getting on there, you know, and, you know, asking me questions, okay? Because that's not what this is about, okay? The call-in, okay, the call-in is not for questions. The call-in is, again, if you're living in Mexico, for example, and you got your stories that you want to share about living in Guanajuato, you know, or your stories about living in Baja. Or again, right now we're talking about what we're talking about, you know, the safety issue, for example, and you can share your actual story of you dealing with a cop or whatever, you know, and so on and so forth. So again, would you guys be interested in something like that? And if you are, well, let me know. I might do the first one next week. Okay. So let me know. And you know, hopefully you guys would be interested in that. I think that would be fun. Because again, it's not every show. We're not going to do that every show. We'll do that again once a month. Okay, we have 4 live streams on average every month. So one of the shows will be a call-in show. Another show would be, you know, the answer all your questions show. And then we would have the 2 other shows, you know, that would be like today. Hey, we're talking about safety. We're talking about the Gringo Prize. We're talking about whatever. Okay, so let me know if you guys have, you know, stories that you want to share, or, you know, again, tell me, you know, about your problems, you know, whatever it is. I think, you know, I think just you guys sharing your thoughts, you know, would be, you know, good entertainment. I don't know what else to say. That's what this is. And at the end of the day, yeah, it's informative, but it's entertainment. Let's not forget that. Okay. So I want to know if you guys would be interested. And if you are, let me know, because, you know, it takes some setting up to do, and I don't want to just set it up for no reason, and I don't want to be setting it up, you know, just so you guys can be calling in with, you know, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey. I don't know if you guys remember that. Which, by the way, if that happens, that'd be funny as well. You know what I mean? That'd be hilarious.
Bruh.
Okay, let me see. Do I have a switchboard? I do not. You know, hopefully, I can get something like that for my birthday in September or Christmas. So, you know, I can't afford that right now, but maybe in the future. Oh, David Rogers. Shout out to David Rogers. By the way, David, you know, in this Sunday's video, you're going to be doing a little cameo in that video. So, shout out to you. Thank you very much. But what was I going to say? When is the 20K party? Well, we got to hit 20K first. So, hold on. Where are we at? Let me see where we're at right now. Wait, where's the... Oh, there it is. Sorry. Give me 1 second. Can see exactly what my count is. Okay, so we are at 19,864. So that means that we are, you know, about 136 away. Yeah, 136 away from that. So that could be, it might be next week, okay? It might be next week. And hey, you know, if it is next week, perfect timing for the call-in show, okay? So it might be next week, all right? Again, tell your friends, tell your enemies, you know, about the show, all right? And that'd be fun. I think that'd be really, really fun to, you know, hear you guys, like literally just hear you guys, you know what I mean? Hear you guys with your stories, hear you guys share your thoughts, you know, and so on, and your concerns, whatever it is, okay? But again, please, you know, if you guys are calling in, you know, asking me, you know, just basic questions, you know, things that, you know, are not entertainment. You know what I mean? No, listen, you know, we got the call-in show. There's other ways, there's other formats in which we do the questions, okay? It's not for you to call in to ask me a question. No, it's for you to call in and share your thoughts, your stories, your whatever, all right? Again, we're trying to, you know, keep it lighthearted, have fun, enjoy each other. And again, it could be any story. It could be a story of, you know, you in danger with the cartel or the police, or, you know, how you got away from the corrupt cops, or whatever, you know, right? Or not, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just good stories, anything, whatever you want to share. But that's what we're going for, okay? Well, I hope I make myself clear and, you know, it's understand, you know, you guys understand what I'm trying to get at here. Oh, there you go. West Coast Mech says, I have cartel stories in my little town I'm living in. Great, you know what I mean? That's something that I'm sure a lot of people would love to hear. You know, one thing is typing it in the chat or in the comment section. Another thing is actually hearing the story. So yes, you know, 100%, you know, that'd be great. Oh, shout out to Quasi Noter. Shout out to you for becoming a brand new member. Thank you very much. Shout out to you. Thank you. By the way, if you become a member, you know, you'll be able to have, you know, some perks, not many perks, okay? You know, but look, I'm going to show you one of the perks is that you'll have these emojis that you can put in the chat. Look, these emojis right there. Look at that. So that's one perk. Another perk is that you get to help support the show. All right, that's a, you know, big perk, I think, you know, but, and you'll be on the front page of the website. Here, let me show you. So, hold on. Okay, so you see right there, you'll be right there on the front page of my YouTube page, okay? So let's say I refresh, you get some new members there. Boom, bada boom, bada bing, all right? So you'll get to be there, and you'll get to have emojis, you know, that you get to use. And look at those emojis, you know, they're not the same, you know, the same old tried and true boring emojis. You know, I spiced it up and added, you know, some of my favorites in there for you guys to enjoy. What's up, what's up? All right, I'm reading the comment section. All right, let's see. Oh, there you go. Yeah, David, by the way, shout out to David, you know, good friend of the show, good friend of mine. You know, he's been in a few videos already. He's going to be in a few more videos. But yeah, he has a bunch of stories, and it'd be awesome to, you know, have him call in if he's interested and share a little bit more. You know, again, he had a story, you know, with, you know, some bad hombres, you know, when he was traveling back into the U.S. Before he got the Eagle Pass. His truck broke down in San Luis Potosí, I think, right? And you know, that was a cool story, and so on and so forth. So we love to hear from Mr. Rogers out there. Shout out to David. Super shout out to David out there. Awesome. I'm reading the comments real quick. That's why I got the music playing. Now, Enrod says, I'll send you one. I have two switchboards. Oh, awesome. You know, by the way, switchboard meaning like a soundboard. Is that what you mean? Yes, I would love to have a soundboard, you know? Yes, a dedicated soundboard where I can put all the sound effects and stuff like that. Yes, that'd be awesome. Yeah, man. Hey, just email me and, you know, I'll let you know who to send it to, okay? Yeah, because I don't give away my address or anything like that, all right? Just, you know, just in case, you know. I'm sure you're trustworthy, Enrod. But still, yeah, if you want to send me anything, don't worry. I'll provide you with an address and we'll get it. We'll get the soundboard out here. That'd be awesome. I really appreciate that. That'd be an awesome gift. Baja Racer says, we had our son in Mexico and are now permanent residents. We are a family of five and we make $5,500 a month and don't know if that is enough to live in Mérida. That's plenty. That is plenty to live out here in Mérida. You're going to be living like the upper 1% of Mexicans, okay? By the way, I'm going to be talking about that more in depth a little bit in next episode on Sunday. Okay, Sunday's upload. By the way, I apologize for the water filter. Hold on a second. Let me... my water pump. Sorry. Hopefully it's not too loud. By the way, David Rogers and his wife, Rebecca, you know, got me this shirt. Nice and thick. Since it's nice and cold out. All right. But yeah, $5,500 is more than enough. I mean, literally, that is what the upper 1% of Mexicans make. So there's like, I don't know how many Mexicans live in Mexico. It's like 160 million or something like that. And only 1.2 or 1.5 million Mexicans make more than that. I'm pretty sure. Okay, so you're in the upper 1%. You'll be fine. All right, because again, a typical middle class Mexican family, they make around $1,500 a month. But you know, the reality is that, you know, they make more like $2,500 a month. All right, and they live very comfortably. But again, it all depends on you. You know, what you consider comfortable, what you consider luxury, and so on and so forth, okay? For many people, $5,000 is not enough, and that's just them or them and their wife. But, you know, for a typical Mexican family with five kids, yeah, $5,000, you know, dollars? Oh, my God, that's... They won the lottery, you know? You know, dad works for the government, whatever, you know? So, anyway, so, yeah, no, that's plenty. You'll be fine. You'll be totally fine. David Rogers says, I guess it'll be landing on the Super Bowl party. Landing. You're landing. Oh, maybe I missed. All right. Let me see. Oh, thank you, Baron Von Crunch. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let me see. All Okay, okay. Just reading some comments. See, if I'm looking for questions, okay? But we're kind of, you know, going through here. See if there's anything else. By the way, if you guys have any more questions pertaining to the subject, anything else you want me to talk about before we end the live stream, let me know. But we're winding this down here. Thank you. Thank you so much for all of kind words, all of you guys out there. You know, Jalisco, Guanajuato Travels, West Coast says, Jose, how about opening up a panel and pop up a link? People can join in to talk. Look, that doesn't work, okay? That just doesn't work, okay? I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of things. And, you know, when you have more than one person talking, everyone's talking over each other, yelling. And that's not really, you know, I'm not looking to do like a CNN discussion panel, you know, where everybody's, you know, discussing or talking about. No, that's not what I want to do with the show. Again, if you want to call in individually, share your story, you know, get some therapy, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we'll do that, you know, one-on-one. Again, what did I say earlier? You know, where I'm going to give you guys, you know, the ability to call in, talk. I'm going to mute myself so I don't interrupt or get in, you know, in anyone's way and just let you barrel through it. And, you know, once, you know, it's time for me to get back in there, I'll talk or I'll ask follow-up questions or so on and so forth, okay? But I am not looking to do anything like that. Okay, I'm not going to have, you know, multiple people on at the same time, you know, just talking about. And that's another thing, too. Like, you know, there has to be some structure. Okay, so again, I got four people on there. What are you guys going to be talking about? You guys are going to be talking amongst yourselves. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's not really like a good idea. I could be wrong, but that's not something I want to explore going forward. All right, what I'm really interested in is what I was just saying, you know, where again, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your, you know, your concerns. You know, again, there's all kinds of things. You know, for example, you could be calling me from the USA and letting me know your story as to why you not only want to come to Mexico, but why you can't come to Mexico. You know, you might be taking care of some family, an ailing mother. You might have kids, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, again, it's not for me to necessarily interact much with what you're saying. It's more about you having the floor to share your experiences, share your stories. You know, again, that's what we're trying to do here. And, you know, when it comes to, again, it's not only is it entertainment, okay? Obviously, we're going to have some funny stories, some cool stories, but at the same time, it's going to be educational. You know what I mean? Again, we're, you know, there's only so much I know and can talk about. So therefore, you know, I'm giving you guys the floor so that you guys can also share with me your stories, you know, your experiences, you know, what you're dealing with at the moment, you know, why you can't make it out here, why you made it out here, what happened to you, whatever. You know, it can be anonymous stories, you know, hey, I'm out here in Mexico, I don't have a passport, I don't have this, I don't have anything, blah, 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 whatever, 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 okay? And with that being said, you know, again, you know, when we do the call-in show, well, we'll probably have multiple people calling in and everyone's going to get ample time for them to share everything, you know what I mean? Whatever they want to share, as opposed to, again, just having a bunch of people just, you know, kind of like talking over each other, wanting to they can't wait to get in and say what they got to say. They're not really listening to each other because they're really just thinking about what they want to say. And I don't want to deal with any of that. And by the way, not only do I not want to deal with that, but in order to set that up, it is, I mean, come on. I mean, remember, I'm just a guy here with a regular computer, a dumb webcam, and a microphone. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, the computer can only handle a call-in, for example, you know what I mean? And I can't handle, you know, like having all these people on a panel. Because, by the way, the reason I'm talking more about this is because I've been asked multiple times. I don't know who West Coast Mex is out there, but I suspect that somebody has already asked me this multiple times. And it's like, listen, I can't and I won't, okay? I'm sorry, all right? You know, it is what it is, all right? So, but like I said, you know what I mean? And in a call-in show, you know, we could have like four different people calling in telling us our story. So that, in a sense, would be, you know, equally that, okay? There's no need for everybody to be just talking over each other and having a discussion. Because think about it. There's an audience. There's a bunch of you guys. You know, right now there's like 70 people watching. Shout out to all of you guys, right? To everyone that's watching me live at the moment. But again, it's not that much fun to listen in a conversation that people are having with each other about whatever it is, you know? It's more like, it's better for, again, you know, it's better interaction, you know, when it's just you, you know, you're listening to me, you're listening to somebody else, and so on and so forth. Okay, or me and somebody else are having a chat about XYZ. You know, that is what makes, you know, something that's listenable, you know, you can really listen to. Okay, let me see. All right, let me get the music back on. It's getting loud out there. I apologize. See, Gizmo's yelling at the loud motorcycle, you know, the shut up, you know, Jose's, shut up, dad's making, doing a live stream. All right.
Bruh.
Okay, let me see. Questions. So I'm just reading some questions, okay? So no, reading the comments, sorry, to see if we know what, you know, if I'm gonna, you know, if there's anything else for me to say. Saludos. Oh, there we go. Okay. John Daugherty says, by the way, this is not what we're talking on today's episode. You can ask me this for a more in-depth, you know, response. John Daugherty Sr. says, saludos, Jose. Are you familiar with the legitimacy of psychedelic mushrooms with Mexico? Yes, it's medicine out here. Okay. I'm not quite sure about the legalities of it per se, but there's plenty of people that come out here and they have their ayahuasca retreats and their mushroom retweets, you know, retreats and all this other stuff. And they're readily available and they're great, you know. So, I partake myself, okay? So, yeah, you know, you can find them out here. It's not a big deal. But again, look, for example, Christian, okay? Here, hold on, let me open this. This is like an echo. 1 second. So Christian, for example, I think it's already been 2 years. So a few years back, she got invited, you know, by basically the Mexican National Archives, you know, in order to do a painting of, you know, it was for Women's Month. And it was just basically the first women of Mexico that did XYZ. So, you know, people from like, you know, the first, you know, famous woman painter, you know, Frida Kahlo, the first Mexican revolutionary that was a woman. The first Mexican woman that did all these Mexican women that were, again, you know, very important in Mexican history. And the person that Christian did that she did a painting for the Mexican government, for the National Archives, which is there now, okay, was Maria Sabina. And she was the first woman to really, you know, bring to light the medicinal qualities of what, you know, mushrooms and psychedelics and all this other stuff was. And, you know, when she was doing all of that, you know, that was back in like during the 60s or something, like the 50s and 60s. And that whole psychedelic revolution, you know, that was happening then, you know, when the Beatles and all these, you know, rock bands and all these people that were of influence were doing that, you know, those trips and, you know, doing those retreats and all that stuff. When that was like first starting out, it was there with her, where they were doing all that, okay? So there's a lot of history in Mexico when it comes to all that. And it's medicine, you know what I mean? Same as cannabis, okay? Believe it or not, okay? So that's why even the Supreme Court said, hey, we can't really make this illegal, you know what I mean? If this is a thing from the earth and yada, 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 okay? So long story short, it's depending on the state that you're in. You know, there's some, just like in the USA, there's some states that are, you know, very religious and very conservative and very, you know, all that. And then there's other states, well, you know, just pure anarchy, you know. They don't even have a government, for crying out loud, you know. So obviously, you know, it's a lot more readily available and accepted there, you know. That's why a lot of these things are in like Oaxaca. As opposed to, like, let's say here in this part of the Yucatan, where it's a lot more conservative and, you know, a lot of those things are looked, you know, a little bit more frowned upon per se, but not quite, not really. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it is part of Mexican culture and it's pretty, you know, open and out there. So I don't know the exact legalities of all that, you know what I mean, and how they go about that. But yeah, you know what I mean? It's a thing out here. So, all right, let me see. Oh yeah, sorry, the music. See, look, you have rights, whatever. He's, okay, you're writing a lot there. See, look, you have rights. You know, that'd be great for you to call in, you know, with like what I was talking about earlier, you know, with the call-in show. I think I am going to set that up, okay? But yeah, that'd be great for a call-in because, you know, that's too much for me to read. I'm not going to go through all that right now. But yeah, if you were to call in, you know, you could just share that whole story, you know what I mean? And then we can all, you know, interact with that. So, no, I'm not going to put a time limit. It's just going to depend, you know, because look, some people have a lot to say and it's an interesting story and all this other stuff. Again, look, I am going to be the judge and the arbiter and all that stuff. Okay. So if the guy, you know, or the person, you know, is on there and the things that are being said have nothing to do with anything, you know, per se, you know, yeah, I can cut it off. I am, you know, I used to be a chef, you know, like very, you know. So like I said, you know, you're calling in with some bull crap, you know, baba booey, or whatever it is. You know, we're going to have to cut that off real quick. But if it's a story and it's an interesting story and it goes long, look, we might have only two call-ins that episode, okay? Because, you know, it's a really, really good and interesting story. Or it might be four or five, you know, because, you know, they're all shorter stories or shorter quips, you know, whatever it is. So, Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to set up that calling show. Seems like you guys might be interested in that. Again, please let me know in the comments, you know, once the video is published and all that. So, but again, like I was saying about the calling show, you know, make sure that, you know, you have a story. You have, you know, you got something to say that's important. You know, don't be calling in with like, hey, I don't like Facebook Marketplace. You know, blah, blah. I'm not picking on you, brother. You know, shout out to you. But you know what I mean? You know, like, because I know you have like a full story there about some accident, some whatever, you know, that'd be great. Tell us about all that. Tell us about your experience. Tell us about all that good stuff. And then we'll interact with that. But I don't, you know, they'll be calling in, you know, like with like, just, you know, flat out opinions or whatever, you know what I mean? Again, make sure, you know, again, it's like a therapy session or your story time, or again, you know, you're here to share information with all of us, whatever it is, you know. Things that would be useful and good. Just keep that in mind. I know good content or good, right, is subjective, but I think we can all kind of know or, you know, what's up with all that. So, all right. Quai Noter says, question, why Gringo, why not have the same item with add-on for a high price? It would be easier for me to accept. How do you, I'm guessing you're talking about the Gringo price. Well, if you want to know more about the Gringo price, don't worry about it. I actually made a video on that. The last live stream I did, in fact, let me just bring it up to you guys, because the last live stream that we did was talking about the Gringo price and the Gringo advantage and all that. So I'm going to share that link right here for you guys so you guys can check that out, okay? So quiet, so you can... There you go, Gringo pricing right there, okay? So Quasi Noter, there you go. There's the link to that answer, okay? I literally did a whole live stream on that, all right? So again, shout out to you. Thank you for becoming a new member. I appreciate you. Appreciate all of you guys out there. So I appreciate, again, Quasi Noter, you know, with becoming a new member. Shout out to Raymond G for the $10 super chat. And shout out to Harry New Mexico, all right, for the $20 super chat. So shout out to all of you guys. Really, really appreciate it. All right, let me see. And I think that's it, guys. I think we're going to wrap this bad boy up, because remember, I'm doing another live stream later today. So again, I really, really, really hope you guys get to join me later, okay, on Jose Unleashed. All right, here, I'm going to provide the link to that here. Go and subscribe if you haven't already. Hit the bell icon if you haven't already. And I will see you there later. I plan on doing Jose Unleashed after, okay, my live streams. You know, meaning, like, for example, on Thursdays, I usually go live on this channel. And then my plan is to, later that afternoon or nighttime, okay, depending on the day, I plan to go live on Jose Unleashed. But The thing about Jose Unleashed is that we're going to be doing all kinds of things. So let's say that, you know, World War III starts, you know, Saturday night. I'm probably going to go live, you know, to cover that, you know, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be going live randomly. I'll be talking about random things. I'm going to, at the very least, have one episode, you know, a week. But the thing is, again, you guys know I like to talk. I got the gift of gab, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, hey. Again, this is a channel that's just going to be that. It's just going to be me talking about all kinds of things. And it's going to be mostly comedy. Let's keep that in mind, okay? So please, you know, don't be taking anything too seriously when I'm over there on that channel. But again, if you want to laugh, you want to have a good time, you want to, again, basically comment, you know, or, you know, what is it, interact, you know, with Clown World, okay? Then please, go check it out over there. So... let me see. Shout out to everyone out there. But anyways, guys, I think we're going to wrap this bad boy up. We've been at it for an hour and a half. And I think we've already, you know, covered this subject thoroughly. Again, I have other videos talking about, you know, safety. I got tons of information on my website. For those of you guys that don't know, please go visit my website. I got tons of free information. I got free information for moving to Mérida, Yucatán. I got free information for moving to Mexico as a whole. I got tons of videos, tons of links, so on and so forth. Again, even jobs, you know, there's a lot of people that ask me, hey, Jose, how do I get a digital nomad job? Listen, they're right there. They're right there. Look at that. Look, how many do you need? Look, not all those links are going to work, but you know, 80 to 90% of them work, okay? Find something, all right? There's something out there for you if you need it, all right? But like I said, I got tons of free information. And, you know, please go check out the website, all right? And really appreciate all you guys. I really appreciate, you know, all of the, you know, again, donations, you know, all of the, you know, all the support, you know, that you've given the show, you know, today, throughout the years, and so on and so forth. I really appreciate, you know, you guys interacting as well, you know, hitting the like button, sharing these videos, sharing your stories, as we're going to be doing in more in depth when we do the call-in show and so on and so forth. So again, guys, you know, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys more than you can imagine. And it makes me very happy that I get to help you guys out as well. And that, you know, again, we're just building a community here. That's all we're doing on this channel. Remember, I don't ask for anything at all. I don't sell anything at all, all right? Again, if you ever want, the one thing I'm ever going to really sell you is my time. Oh, yeah, also, look, if you click on up here, you know, again, I also sell T-shirts, you know, mugs, whatever. So I got a clothing store. So, again, yeah, okay, I you know what? You're right. I do sell a few things out there. Okay, so I forgot. I'm such an idiot. Anyways, so.
Bruh.
So, you know, I'll sell you some shirts. I'll sell you my time, you know, but that's basically it. Okay. I'm not really selling you anything. All right. Like I said, I do have a few videos on my channel, you know, in which I am, sponsoring, you know, I do some sponsored videos, you know, for certain things. So you can also check those out. But at the end of the day, outside of that, you know, I'm not asking you or begging you for anything. All right. I'm providing, you know, as much free information as possible. And it's up to you whether you want to, again, help out the show or not. Not mandatory. And again, there's many ways you can help out the show. All right. So again, you can just simply buy a T-shirt or a mug or whatever it is. Okay. So, and by the way, yes, you know, I have to make more items for the show. I will soon. I just got so much on my plate, and it's not as easy to make these things, believe it or not. Okay. This is not my forte. All right. So it is what it is. So with all that being said, guys, I really appreciate you guys. I really love you guys so much. And you already know the deal. If you like this kind of content, all right, don't forget to please like, please subscribe, please share. But most importantly than anything else, please stay awesome. Thanks again for watching. Thanks again for hanging out with me today. And I'll see you guys in a few hours or an hour and a half or whatever it is. I'll see you guys soon on Jose Unleashed. Okay. So again, we got a 5 p.m. Eastern start time. I might bump it back a little bit because I got a few things I got to do and I went long on today's episode. So just stay tuned. Hit the bell icon. If I'm going to go a little later, you know, meaning if I'm going to start a little later than 5 p.m. Eastern, you know, I'll let you know there. Okay, you'll know the exact start time and we'll go from there. And that's it. I look forward to seeing you there. And on Sunday, I'll see you guys on Sunday on my channel. Okay, so just again, go to my channel. All right, and again, you know, you get to see all the old videos that I got, and you will be seeing some new videos every single Sunday. So, love you guys. Peace out, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks again for watching. Bye, guys.